Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 8. Continuing the discussion between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu has requested Ramananda Rai to go further, even past loving service to Krishna, rendered in fraternity, is the highest perfection. When Ramananda Rai said that, Prabhu kahe eho uttama age kahe ar. The Lord said this statement is very good, this is topmost, but please proceed even further. Rai kahe Vatsalya Prema Sarva Sadhyasar. Ramananda Rai then replied, loving service to the Lord in the parental relationship is the highest perfectional stage. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The stage of loving service to the Lord in parental affection is an advanced stage of love in fraternity. In the fraternal relationship, there is a sense of equality. But when that sense of equality is advanced in affection, one attains the platform of parental love. In this connection, the following verse is cited from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.8.46, wherein Sukadev Goswami voices his appreciation of Nanda Maharaj's and Mother Yashoda's intense love for Krishna. Ramananda Rai continued, O Brahmana, what pious activities did Nanda Maharaj perform by which he received the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as his son? And what pious activities did Mother Yashoda perform that made the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, call her mother and suck her breasts? The favor Mother Yashoda attained from Sri Krishna, the bestower of liberation, was never obtained even by Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, nor even by the Goddess of Fortune, who always remains on the chest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here is Srila Prabhupada's short purport. This is a statement from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.9.20. Krishna agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda after she had given up trying to bind Krishna with ropes. This is another appreciation made by Sukadev Goswami in his narration of the pastimes of Krishna before Maharaj Parikshit. Continuing, the Lord said, your statements are certainly getting better and better, one after the other, but surpassing all of them is another transcendental mellow, and you can speak of that as the most sublime. Ramananda Rai then replied, conjugal attachment for Krishna is the topmost position in love of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In general, love of Godhead is devoid of the intimacy of ownership. In the case of love and servitorship, there is a want of confidence. There is a want of increased affection in the fraternal relationship, and even when this affection increases in the parental relationship, there is nonetheless a want of complete freedom. However, when one becomes a conjugal lover of Krishna, everything lacking in the other relationships is completely manifest. Love of Godhead lacks nothing in the conjugal stage. The summary of this verse is that parental love of Godhead is certainly higher than fraternal love, and that conjugal love is yet higher. It was when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai to go further that he came to the point of the conjugal relationship, which is the highest perfectional stage of transcendental love. Then Ramananda Rai quoted a verse from the 47th chapter of the 10th canto, Uddhava speaking, the 60th verse, where he says, it begins, Nayam Shriyo Anganu Natantarate Prasada. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Lila, the gopis were embraced around the neck by the Lord's arms. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts in the spiritual world, nor was such a thing ever imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, girls whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the beauty and fragrance of lotus flowers. And what to speak of worldly women who may be very, very beautiful according to material estimation. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This verse, Bhagavatam 10.47.60, was spoken by Uddhav when he visited Sri Vrindavan to deliver a message from Krishna to the gopis. Uddhava remained in Vrindavan to observe the activities of the gopis there. When he saw the ecstatic love for Krishna and separation manifested by the gopis, he appreciated their supreme love and therefore expressed his feelings in this verse. He admitted that the fortune of the gopis could not be compared even to the fortune of the goddess of fortune, to say nothing of the beautiful girls in the heavenly planets. Another quotation cited by Sri Ramananda Roy. Suddenly, due to their feelings of separation, Lord Krishna appeared amongst the gopis dressed in yellow garments and wearing a flower garland. His lotus face was smiling, and he was directly attracting the mind of Cupid. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.32.2. When the rasa dance was going on, Krishna suddenly disappeared, and the gopis became so overwhelmed due to his separation and their intense love for him that Krishna was obliged to appear again. There were various means and processes by which one may attain the favor of Lord Krishna. All these transcendental processes will be studied from the viewpoint of comparative importance. It is true that whatever relationship a particular devotee has with the Lord is the best for him. Still, when we study all the different methods from a neutral position, we can understand that there are higher and lower degrees of love. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this regard, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that this verse does not advocate the whimsical invention of some methods of love of Godhead. Such inventions cannot be accepted as topmost. Indeed, such concoctions are not recommended in these verses. Srila Rupa Goswami has said in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12101, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidim Vina Aikantiki Harir Bhaktir Utpatayaiva Kalpate. He clearly mentions in this verse that one must refer to the Vedic literatures and other supplementary literatures and follow the conclusions of the Vedas. An invented devotional attitude simply creates disturbance in the transcendental realm. If a person overly addicted to family life takes the Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna consciousness to earn a livelihood, his activity is certainly offensive. One should not become a caste guru and sell mantras for the benefit of mundane customers, nor should one make disciples for a livelihood. All these activities are offensive. One should not make a livelihood by forming a professional band to carry out congregational chanting, nor should one perform devotional service when one is attracted to mundane society, friendship, and love. Nor should one be dependent on so-called social etiquette. All of this is mental speculation. None of these things can be compared to unalloyed devotional service. No one can compare unalloyed devotional service, Krishna consciousness, to mundane activities. There are many unauthorized parties pretending to belong to the Sri Chaitanya cult, and some are known as Aul, Bal, Kartabaja, Neda, Dharavesh, Ashani, Suki, Saki Beki, Smarta, Jati Gosai, Ativadi, Chudadhari, and Gauranga Nagari. Moreover, there are those who take the caste Goswami's opinions of such parties as bona fide, comparing these opinions to those of the six Goswamis headed by Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan. This is simply another cheating process. There are also non-devotees who compose unauthorized songs, who establish different temples for money, who worship the deities as priests for salaries, who accept caste Brahmanism as all in all, and who do not know the value of a pure Vaishnava. Actually, the caste Brahmanas of the smarter community are opposed to the principles of Sattvita Pancharatra. Furthermore, there are many Mayavadis and those addicted to material sense enjoyment. None of these can be compared to a person who is purely engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness. Every Krishna conscious person is constantly endeavoring to utilize different transcendental devices in the service of the Lord. Such a devotee renounces all material enjoyment and completely dedicates himself to the service of his spiritual master and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He may be a perfect celibate, a restrained householder, a regulated vanaprastha, or a tridandi sannyasi in the renounced order. It doesn't matter. The pseudo-transcendentalists and the pure devotees cannot be compared, nor can one argue that a person can invent his own way of worship. So the Prabhupada's purport continues. The purport in presenting this verse necessitates explaining the comparative position of the transcendental mellows known as Shantadasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. All these rasas, or mellows, are situated on the transcendental platform. Pure devotees take shelter of one of them and thus progress in spiritual life. Actually, one can take shelter of such spiritual mellows only when one is completely uncontaminated by material attachment. When one is completely free from material attachment, the feelings of the transcendental mellows are awakened in the heart of the devotee. That is Swarup Siddhi, the perfection of one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Swarup Siddhi, the eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, may be situated in any one of the transcendental mellows. Each and every one of them is as perfect as the others. But by comparative study, an unbiased person can realize that the mellow of servitorship is better than the mellow of neutrality, that the mellow of fraternity is better than the mellow of servitorship, and the parental mellow is better than that of fraternity, and that all the above mellows and above all other mellows is the mellow of conjugal love. However, these are all spiritually situated on the same platform, because all these relationships of perfection in love are based on a central point, Krishna. These mellows cannot be compared to the feelings one derives from demigod worship. Krishna is one, but the demigods are different. They are material. Love for Krishna cannot be compared to material love for different demigods. Because Mayavadis are on the material platform, they recommend the worship of Shiva or Durga and say that worship of Kali and Krishna are the same. However, on the spiritual platform, there is no demigod worship. The only worshipable object is Krishna. Therefore, although there is no difference between a devotee in Shantaras or Dasyaras, Vatsalyaras or Madhuryaras, one can still make a comparative study of the intensity of love in these different transcendental positions. For example, it may be said that Dasyaras is better than Shantaras, yet transcendental love of God is there in both of them. Similarly, we can judge that love of Godhead in fraternity is better than love of Godhead in neutrality and servitorship. Similarly, love of Godhead in parental affection is better than love in fraternity. And, as stated before, love of God in the conjugal rasa is superior to that in the parental rasa. The analysis of different types of love of Godhead has been made by expert acharyas who know all about devotional service on the transcendental platform. Unfortunately, inexperienced and unauthorized persons in the material world, not understanding the transcendental position of pure love, try to find some material fault in the transcendental process. This is simply impudence on the part of spiritually inexperienced persons. Such fault-finding is symptomatic of unfortunate mundane wranglers. We shall end here after hearing Prabhupada's long purport there, and we shall continue very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.